Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishma Sam Yaakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bometzia Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara throughout the Daf brings two opinions. Either we hold that a shtar starts the shibud only once the loan happened. And if so, there's a problem of a shtar mugdom, because if a shtar was written before the loan happened, you have the wrong date. The solution to that is to have a shtar hakno, is to do a kinyan that the loiv is makre himself and shabbat himself from the time of the shtar was written. And the other opinion is the opinion of Abaye that eidav bechasum of zochim loy, the minute the eidim sign on the shtar, that's when the shibud starts, even if the loan came after. And the sefer Ramasai Tzoifim, which was written by Shmuel Mishinua, the main part of the sefer is the apirush she wrote on the Tana de Ve'eliyo. But in the end of the sefer, Rishul Mishinovo gives a few simonim of his own experience and stories that he had with Gdol Yisrael. In Simon Aleph, he brings his experience with Rabbuni Mipshischa. And he says the story that he had when he met Rabbuni Mipshischa in the first time. And that story connects, it goes mamish into our sukkah. The story goes like this. He says, he met Rabbuni Mipshischa before Pesach. And Rabbuni Mipshischa asked him, "Are you a Ben Toiro?" And he said, he didn't answer. He didn't know what to answer. So he told him, "I know that you are a Ben Torah." And then he told him a vort in learning. And from this vort, he came to understand what Rabbuni Mipshischa was trying to say. And the vort is in our sugya, the two rites in our sugya. So when you have a malve and a loive, the eidim need to recognize the malve. Because if they don't recognize the malve, so then maybe this is not the lender. And maybe the lender will just come later. So ask the Noisa Kerem L'Shulchan Aruch, but the Torah holds Eidav Bechasum of Zochim Loi. Meaning the minute the Eidim write the Shtar, even if the Malva is not here, the Shibud begins. So who cares if the Eidim recognize the Malva or they don't recognize the Malva? So he answers Rabbuni Mipshischa, based on the Gemara and Eruvin. And what he said is, that yes, if there's no Malva over there, so then the Eidim are intending to do a Schil, Eidav Bechasum of Zochim Loi. But if the malva is there, so the eidim are not intending to do schia. They say there's no purpose of doing schia. The malva is here. The loan starts right away. I don't have to do a schia. We only say eidim bechasum zochim loy if there's nothing else that confuses the eidim and think that they don't need to do a schia. But if they think they don't need to do a schia, then there's no schia. That's the answer Rabbuni Mipshischa on the Torah. And Rabbuni Mipshischa concluded and told him Shmuel, and that achor goes back to the beginning of his words. I know you have been Torah. Why? Because tzaddikim are able to know what a person is. Even though many times they look at a kvittel, a paper, but even without a kvittel, just knowing by paper, it's very easy. They're able to see what a person is and to be madrich a person in his life. So concludes Yeshua Mishinevo and says, and it seems that what he tried to refer to is why Rabbuni Mipshischa told him the vort in our sugyo in negiah to what he spoke to him. It says the pshat like this. We know that we are relying on the tzaddikim, and the tzaddikim, as we know, that's how the chassidim look at it, that everybody is dependent on the tzaddikim. And all the ashpois, toivis, and gedusho, amisu, zoiche, through the tzaddikim. But he says there's one condition for that. There's one condition for a chassid to really get from his rebbe. He needs to have kavanah to get from the rebbe. The same way when we say, eidim b'chassum of zochim loy, if the eidim don't have kavanah to be mezakeh, there's no zikui. So also here, if a person doesn't have kavanah to have the schus of the tzaddik, he won't be able to have the schus of the tzaddik. He needs to believe in the tzaddik to get that schus. And he concludes this piece, it says, really, eitav b'chassum zochim loy means all the shamayim v'oretz kol loy lomas ha-gdoshim that give the schus if you're amisul. And he says even more than that, that's the yivorim of the Adam, the ikar is the bris choysam koydish, that gives the schus of a person. And this is also brought down, I found the Sefer Ma'agoli Tzedek of Rav Yaakov Abu Chatzira, the one who's called Abi Yaakov, that he writes over there, Eidah Bechassum Azochim Loi, is the two oisos that a person has. One is the tefillin, which on Shabbos, you have the ois of Shabbos to replace it, and one is the ois of Bris Kodesh, meaning, Eidah Bechassum Azochim Loi is reference to all the schusin that a person from Am Yisrael has. So says Rav Shmuel Mishinua, it says you should know, that the only way for really to attach oneself to a schus that he can have through a tzaddik, through himself, through this bris, is only when a person has kavana. That's the yisoy that Rabbuni Mipshischa, the eidim chasum azochim loy, they need to have the intention to do it, if not, it does not work. The Ma'ariv Koymus of this shiur, or as usual, in the attached source sheet, it's kedai to see it inside. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shova email list, the Hotzer Group, please email shomarshova@gmail.com.